Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been speaking on the subject of the kingdom of God. And the more I look at it and meditate upon it, the more I see what I hadn't seen in times past, and what an emphasis this has always been to the Lord and to those that followed Him. And some way or another, we haven't emphasized it the way we should. But we're becoming more kingdom-minded, kingdom of God-minded, kingdom of heaven-minded. In Luke, the 12th chapter, Luke 12 and verse 29, 12:29, seek not ye what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For after all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, what are we supposed to be seeking, thinking about, pursuing, investing into, working for? The kingdom of God. Are most people doing that? No, they're not. What are most people seeking for? Well, you just got to back up right here. That's what he said, don't seek for. What are most people seeking? To make a living. Right? Make a living. And there are, I'm not talking about people that don't profess God. I'm talking about Christians now. There are multitudes of Christians that don't have time for kingdom business because it takes all their time making a living and raising a family. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Is that okay?
No.
Does the Lord understand?
No.
Well, the Lord knows I got to make a living. The Lord knows I've got to seek first a place to live, and I got to seek first getting something to eat and something for my kids to wear. The Lord knows I got to seek it first.
Nope.
No, He doesn't.
Amen.
He told you no.
Yes.
Well, we're having fun right off the bat here, aren't we? Somebody said, well, I got to make a living. No. No, you don't. Now, if that's your mindset, and that's why you live, that's all your life will be. And people get up, and they go to work, and they come home, and they clean house, and they go to bed, and they get up, and they go to work, and they come home, and they clean house, and they go to bed, and they wash clothes and iron, and they get up, and they go to work, and they act like this is going to happen forever. And it's not. Soon and very soon, you'll be out of here. One way or the other. You and me both. Our life is like a poof. Poof. Can you do that? Poof. That's your life. Now you see it. Poof. Now you don't. And once it's done, it's not going to make any difference how much money you made or who knew you or how high you climbed the corporate ladder or how many hobbies you had or how much money you saved will mean zippo.
Amen.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Or how clean you kept your house.
Amen.
Will mean nothing. Or how nice your yard and garden was. Mean nothing. Or how clean your car was. Zippo.
Good.
Now, don't misunderstand me. I like a clean house better than a dirty one. I like a clean car better than a dirty one. I do. But this stuff is passing away in a hurry. And if it's all our life is about, then our life is wasted. You do not want to wake up at the end of your life and realize that all the stuff you've done was just temporary and meant nothing to the kingdom of God. And go out of this life with no fruit. And no reward. No. Every day when you get up, every morning when your eyes open, you need to be thinking, kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. What can I do for the kingdom of God? I have come into this world and into the kingdom for such a time as this. What can I do? People think, well, I'm just so-and-so, and I'm just a little person that lives over here, and I just don't live. You are a child of God. You have unique graces and gifts in your life. You can make a difference. You can help somebody. You can benefit the kingdom some way and usually many ways if you're not too busy. If you're not completely preoccupied with everything else in the world, seeking after something to eat, and I got to clean my house, and we got to get clothes, and we got to have a place, we got to make payments. Some say, well, I got to do that. No, there's another way. You can get so occupied seeking the kingdom of God that God takes responsibility to add all that stuff to you. Here's something the Lord told me some years ago. He said, son, the more important your time becomes to me, the more responsibility I can take for your stuff. The more important your time becomes to me. We got airplanes. We got TV. We got internet. Man, this saves time. Right? But I don't need it just to fish all the time. What do I need jets to fish all day? Or to just lay around and watch TV night and day? Or to just make a living? If that's all I was interested in, I don't need all those things. Right? You don't need the money. You don't need all the clothes. You don't need all the stuff. You don't need the vehicles. You don't need the buildings. Oh, but if you get up in the morning and you all day long and all night long, kingdom of God, kingdom of God, and your time becomes more valuable to the kingdom of God than here God brings the stuff. Here's the stuff. Here you ought to have this, and you need this to do my work. Yeah, and here's another one. And yeah, take care of it, boy. Get with it. Here's another one.
Thank you, Lord.
You can do more kingdom business if you got a jet. Here you go. You can do more kingdom business if you got five houses. Here you go. You can do more kingdom business if all this other stuff is taken care of for you. Yes, everything's paid for. Yes. Everything's done. Yes. See to it that your time becomes more valuable to Him. That's by what you're doing with your life. And the more your time becomes valuable to Him, you use your time to pray. Use your time to seek God. Use your time to help people. Then He takes more and more responsibility for your life and adding all these things to you so that you can seek His kingdom. But as long as you believe that you don't have time for His kingdom because all you can do is make a living, then you're on your own pretty much. And you'll bump along and struggle along and you'll look up one day and your life is over. But not us. I said, not us. We're kingdom people. We're about the master's business. Kingdom minded. Kingdom resources. Kingdom. Kingdom. Said out loud, I live for. I seek first the kingdom of God and what He says is right. And all the stuff, all the things that the people of the world look for, work so hard for, it's added to me. God adds it to me while I seek the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, we've been talking for some weeks about the kingdom of God. And I want to go on this morning. Go to Matthew, please, the 13th chapter. Matthew 13. And I'd like for us to talk about this morning the kingdom principle. The, and that's a big word. You don't always hear me use these all-inclusive words like the. Let me explain. You know, sometimes preachers say, here are the three steps to this or that.
Yeah.
I don't talk that way.
Amen.
I might say, here are three steps.
Yeah.
Why? Because there's probably 45 that I just hadn't found out about yet.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Are you with me now?
Yes,
but here's three that I know about. And so when I talk about all inclusive, like the, that's a big statement. But as we get into it, you're going to see, because Jesus alluded to this. I would call this the kingdom principle, the principle of the kingdom, as to how the kingdom operates, how the kingdom functions. In Matthew, the 13th chapter, Matthew 13, we're going to read a few scriptures now, so stay hooked. Matthew 13. And one, the same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he went into a ship. And he sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spoke many things to them in parables. And he said, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Now you're going to see, as we read through this, verse after verse after verse after verse, and this is a, you know, quite a lengthy chapter, 58 verses, but the bulk of it deals with this concept. And before we go further, when we're talking about the principle of the kingdom, do you know what I'm talking about now? What is it? The principle of the kingdom is the principle of sowing and reaping. Seed time and harvest. Now, when we say this, many times people think, you know, well, Brother Keith, we've already had the offering. So what are we going to talk about sowing and reaping? Sowing money is a small portion of this, right? And if we're going to be kingdom-minded, we must be seed-minded about everything.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Kingdom Principle, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402H. That's R1402H. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.